Keeping It Do podcast is back. Yes, so I decided to buy myself a microphone and now I get to wow the hell out, okay? So this is the first installment of part two or volume two of Keeping It Do. I had stopped originally doing Keeping It Do back in 2017, I believe. Yes, it was 2017. I had tried it, got discouraged because I started uploading to SoundCloud, and lo and behold, I did not know that SoundCloud required you to pay for storage space on the site, on the platform, once you exceeded a certain amount. I thought it was free to upload no matter what, but nope, they require you to pay. I did not know this. So after uploading, I think, two episodes, one of the episodes, now the third time uploading, ended up getting lost because it had to sacrifice some space in order for new things to be uploaded onto the platform. So I was like, why is this a thing? And because I had no cash at the time, and because I honestly didn't feel like looking for the cash, I just decided to, you know, give up on that particular pursuit. So yeah, that is why the podcast was in a bit of a lull for a while. So then recently I decided, you know what, I really want to do a podcast again, but I kept putting it off. I kept saying I would do it. I kept seeing microphones and researching, and then I did a whole bunch of research on how to start podcasts. I didn't really pursue it the way I should have pursued it. And then recently, I called it a near-death experience. I was driving home one day, and a guy, a matatu, for those of you guys who don't know what a Mathiri Matatu is, it's what we refer to here in Kenya. Our public transport is referred to as matatus. So I was on the outer lane. Luckily, it was that free-flowing traffic, you know, the kind of traffic where you're moving at a moderate speed, but you're not moving fast. The flow isn't really that open, so you can't really move that fast. Yeah, so I think I was doing about probably 60 kilometers per hour, I guess. Yeah, probably 60 kilometers per hour. So then this idiot matatu, and I'm pretty sure all of you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, especially if you're on Kenyan roads, period. These guys can be the most annoying people sometimes. So he, and this is Thika Road, okay? So there are three lanes of traffic. So this guy comes from one end of the highway to the lane that I'm in, which is the exit lane, and just cuts me off to the point where the back of his vehicle is almost hitting my car, okay? So, reflex, you know, the thing that you're supposed to do, you're supposed to just hit on the brake, right? You're supposed to almost like an emergency stop. I'm pressing on the brake, right? And I'm getting no response from the brake. For that 3 or 4 seconds, yeah, I feel like my entire body and spirit has just proceeded to lift up out of my body and leave, because my whole being just dropped, because I was like, holy shit, I'm about to go straight into the back of this car at 60 kilometers per hour because my car isn't stopping. Okay, a 60 kilometer per hour impact into the back of another car, that can be fatal. Okay, that can be very, very fatal. And for a bit of time there, I was completely convinced that that was what was going to happen to me. Okay, I thought I was going straight into that car. But luckily, we were going uphill a bit. The road goes up a bit. And I think that also kind of slowed down the car as well, because once you lift off the accelerator, because of the ascent, your car starts to automatically slow down. So, and I'm there, I'm pressing the brake, I lift off, I press the brake again, and luckily, through God's grace, okay, the car starts to slow down again. But this time, my foot is literally mashed to the point where the pedal is all the way at the floor, which is not exactly how brakes are supposed to work. There's supposed to be a bit of feedback even when you press the brake, even a little bit. But mine was completely to the floor, like smashed to the floor. And the car proceeded to slow down and stop. So I pull over to the side of the road for a bit, in the exit lane, because I was like, I can't be on the main highway anymore. So I proceed to the exit lanes, and I proceed to try and get out into the local lanes. I stop. I gather myself because I was like, holy crap, this could have gone so much worse, okay? It could have been really, really bad. Then I proceed to slowly crawl into the nearest petrol station that had a service area. And yeah, proceed to get my brakes fixed, which ended up taking 2 days because my particular brakes, there was a certain part missing, and it was late-ish, so even getting that part would have been difficult at that particular time. I think it all went down. When I finally got to the station, it was about 6 p.m. And because of the curfews and all that's going on in the pandemic and everything, businesses aren't operating at optimum anymore. So yeah, I had to wait the next day to get a particular part so that my brake situation would have been sorted. But anyway, all that to say, right? Now bringing it right back to why I decided to start this podcast up again is simply because I decided I can't keep pushing things away anymore. In the sense that I can't keep saying, oh, I'm going to do this, oh, I'm going to do that, oh, I'm going to get around to it, because you seriously don't know how much time you have left on this planet. And if you leave this planet, at least I believe, right? If you leave this planet not having fulfilled all the things that you wish you could have fulfilled, because you had the potential, you had the resources, you had all the opportunities to do it, and you just didn't do it, I don't think your soul will be completely at rest, you know, because you'll be like, wow, I could have accomplished so much and I didn't. So I was like, you know what? I've wanted to podcast for a while. And I tried it. I had fun with it. It's just that I got discouraged. But now it's a new time. I've researched and I found that there are even free places to post this content. I'm even going to be posting this on YouTube. Actually, if you're listening to this on YouTube, thank God, because YouTube is a free platform. You can upload as much as you want for free. No charges as well. And I'll probably be on another audio-only platform as well. Basically, wherever you're hearing this is as a result of a whole lot of research that I did about where to be poaching my podcasts. So yeah, so that's exactly it. I'm doing it solo, at least in the beginning. We'll see how it goes on from here on out. But yeah, so this is basically my platform where I talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about, okay? That's why it's keeping it Du. Du being the first letter of my first name and you being the last letter of my last name. So basically, I'm trying to say it's encompassing all of me. So you're just getting the full me, the full David Moiro. By the way, that is my name. That is the host of this particular podcast, Keeping It Du. I just wanted to give you guys a brief introduction to why I decided to do this, to just go after what you want, okay? Because we don't know how long we have left on this earth. And yeah, that's essentially it. So welcome. Thank you for all those who have listened even this far. I really, really appreciate it. And I look forward to doing this a lot more often. I'm trying to decide if I want to be doing this twice a week or once a week. We'll see how it goes. But for sure, I want to be having a podcast up every Monday. So same way this particular podcast has been posted on Monday, I want to keep that going. And then maybe further on down the line, I will increase the frequency in which these podcasts come out. So things that you can expect to hear on this podcast. I love talking about pop culture. I'll be probably delving into Reddit and seeing what's trending on Reddit and then talk about that, or read Reddit posts that I found particularly interesting or funny. I like talking about the arts, music, and I also like talking about cars. So you might hear me throw in one or two things about cars in here as well. So yeah, so that's basically the focus of this particular podcast. All right, guys, cool. Now, for today's podcast, for today's topic, right? Speaking of not holding back and actually just going after this, we're going after it, okay? Can we talk about, in the span of two weeks, two Kenyan films were premiered on Netflix? All right, can we just give a round of applause to our Kenyan arts people, man, our drama people, our film people, just going after it and getting their stuff out there. That in itself deserves an applause. And the fact that, shout out to Nick, by the way, Nick Tuma, shout out to you, man. You're involved in both of these productions. I'm talking about Sincerely Daisy and Disconnect. Okay, so Sincerely Daisy, let me talk about Sincerely Daisy first. Sincerely Daisy is basically Nick Ntuma's production company called Giraffe Africa Production. It's their child, essentially. They worked on this particular film with a very young cast. You're talking about Ella Maina, Brian Abaja, and Foy Wamboy, Sarah Wanjiru. Really, really young, vibrant cast. Movie was pretty okay. All right, it was pretty decent. I went into it, with pretty low expectations. I'm sorry to say. I have not really been an avid follower of Kenyan productions, Kenyan movies and films, but I decided, you know, this is on Netflix. They probably went through a lot of hurdles to get it onto Netflix, because as you know, Netflix is a platform that is predominantly Western content coming out of the West. So the fact that a Kenyan film was put on the platform, I was like, you know what? Since they put the effort to get it onto that platform to distribute, I might as well check it out. I did check out You Again, which was the other Giraffe Africa production film. That one they put on YouTube. I actually enjoyed that movie as well. That was a pretty dope movie. And the fact that Nick acted, directed, and produced that particular movie, kudos to you, man. You're basically charting the path for a lot of the people that are coming up right behind you, to show that, you know, you can do it all. You just have to take the initiative and say, you know what? I may not be getting casted for roles or anything, so I'm just going to create my own roles. I'm just going to create my own content, and I'm going to put it out there. So kudos to you. Anybody who is watching him right now, I hope you succeed in the same path and you take this industry to the next level, because talent exists in Kenya. Yes, I know I admitted to the fact that I haven't really been following Kenyan film, but I do follow Kenyan music. And listen, there is a lot of underground guys. No, let me not call them underground. Let me call them underappreciated artists in this country. And we need to support them, because the talent that is brewing from underneath there is so much that you guys don't even know. I'm talking about singers, rappers, just artists in general. There's so many of them, but they don't get the limelight that they deserve. So all I'm saying is, if you have that dream of becoming big time, you can be a part of something even bigger, which is taking this industry and making it go places based on the quality of content that you put out there. And then depending on your own people to push it and to promote it based on how good it is. Because for a while there, we were producing pretty lackluster stuff. You know, the quality wasn't the best. But I've recently seen, especially in the past 10 years, a serious jump in the quality of the productions that we're putting out. Okay? Like, Sincerely Daisy and Disconnect, right? Really, really well shot, you know? The camera work wasn't that bad. It was pretty good. The quality was good. The sound quality was good. It wasn't feeling like it was all recorded on a Nokia 110, you know, the one that they talk about that's pretty much a brick. No, it was pretty good, okay? Except for, and I'm coming to it, Disconnect. I'm coming right to that. Where I felt that they could have done a bit better, but they're almost there. Like it was so close. But anyway, we're getting there. So yeah, so all I'm saying is, put in the work, put in the effort, go after it, and if you just start, you're gonna succeed. Okay, the first part is just starting, and you're gonna succeed. So kudos to the Sincerely Daisy cast. Very, very, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, so that's why I'm not even talking about what actually went down in the film. But a brief synopsis of the film: it's about this girl who, very fresh out of high school, gets an opportunity to study abroad, and they start a play. And she gets casted in a play. She gets casted as one of the leads in the play, and it follows her life, her and her best friends, and her boyfriend's life. Although technically she's not supposed to have a boyfriend, as per her parents. But yeah, very, very good film. You get to follow that particular process and the drama behind it. Yeah. So go and check it out. Now, Disconnect. Even aside from the few gripes that I had with it, my personal favorite film, Kenyan film, that I have seen. Let me tell you why. The script and the storyline, really, really good. Okay, I was not expecting that level of, you know, it was funny. It had the right amount of drama. It had witty remarks. It was bold. Some of the things that they were doing on the film, in particular, there was a sex toy that was brought out. I was not expecting that. I can tell you that for a fact, especially from a Kenyan film. I was like, oh, you guys went there. You guys really went there. I was like, okay, do you? Okay, don't be put in the box anymore. People know what this is. It was refreshing, okay? And you can tell that the two main cast members, Brenda Orimu and Nick Mutuma, had the chemistry. Okay, they have acted in a few productions. They've acted together in a few productions before, so you can tell that that chemistry was in this film. Like, you could really tell that they were friends, but there was something more in there. There was some fire chemistry in there, just a little bit. So they're exploring that. I mean, they're teasing that throughout the entire film, and that was quite nice to see the way they played with our expectations, our emotions, because we're like, yo, you guys belong together, you guys are this way about each other, like, why don't you guys just get together? You know, it was really, really nice. Now, my gripe with the film is with in the very beginning, it was a bit rough, it was a bit shaky, in terms of the syncing of the audio and the film. You could tell that it was there was voiceover, because maybe, you know, these things happen on production sets. The quality of the sound that came out during the day of the shooting wasn't really, really that nice. There were so many other different variables and factors that happened that may have caused the audio to not be good, or maybe the audio files got corrupted, etc., etc. So usually what happens is actors have to get called back to do a voiceover, to basically fill in those gaps where the audio failed. Okay, now in this particular movie, in the beginning, there were so many places, well, not so many, but there were a few places where you could tell that the audio wasn't syncing with the movements of the mouth of the people that were in the film. And that was a bit disappointing. That was just a little disappointing, because it was like, you guys are just there. You guys are right there. Like, you're rooting for them, and then you're like, ah, man. And especially the fact that it happened at the beginning of the film. Ah, man, I was rooting for you guys. I was. Like, if it happened later on in the film, maybe people would have been so engrossed in the brilliant storyline that they wouldn't have noticed that. But, you know, this is when you're introducing the characters, you're introducing the plot. So, yeah, guys are still not really engrossed in the story. So these other things stick out. And it was the wrong time. Like, why did it have to happen at the beginning, the first 14 minutes of the film? Anyway, yeah, so those are my gripes. But the movie did make up for it. It was wonderful watching that movie. And then the ending. The ending was, I would have gone that direction, probably. Really, really nice ending. So if you guys haven't checked out those two particular films, please do. Please support local content. Please support local creators. They are both available on Netflix. If you don't have a Netflix account, just do exactly what my cousin did and simply ask somebody, because somebody, you might know somebody who has a Netflix account. Just ask to borrow their Netflix credentials, profile, all that stuff, so that you can watch it. Or just go over to their house and watch it with them. Maybe they themselves haven't watched it. Like, just watch these films. Because if this is the direction that Kenyan film is going, then I'm excited to see where we'll be at in the next 5 to 10 years. We're going to be putting out amazing content, okay? So kudos to you guys, the filmmakers. I am rooting for you. I personally will be taking more of an active role and participating in this Kenyan scene. Okay, I'll be going out there and watching the movies. I'll be consuming the content because I'm liking what I'm seeing. All right, cool. So finally, we are at the part of the podcast where this is the end. Okay, I don't want to be doing long long podcast because people are busy. I'm busy. So I just want you guys to be able to take in what I have to say, but at the same time, not waste your time. Hopefully you found this interesting so far. It might be a bit rough to your ears right now, but it will get better, I promise you, because this is something that I plan on working on. But I got inspiration from listening to G Money's show on Homeboys. I've been listening to that show for years. And usually what he does is he has this moment of meditation where basically he gives an empowering message, an uplifting spiritual message, you know, in the middle part of the show, in the middle part, it's a segment in the middle of the show. And I really like that because sometimes the things that are said in there, I really internalize them and it helps me out in the future. So I want to be doing that here at the very end. So at the end, I have this segment that I like to call just a little introspect. All right. So I'm just going to be sharing with you a small little, it's going to either be a quote, a phrase, a sentence that really stuck out to me. And I hope it impacts you guys in a particular way. And this one says, a person becomes 10 times more attractive, not by their looks, but their acts of kindness, love, respect, honesty, and loyalty they show. All right. Do what you will with that particular message, okay? If it applies to you. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening and being with me for the past, I guess it's been 30 minutes, maybe less than 30 minutes, however long it has been. Thank you so much. Please do feel free to let me know what else you would want me to talk about or how else I can improve this podcast, because you guys are essentially who I do this for. So apart from myself, but I want to make this show inclusive of everybody, you know. I want to make sure that I am serving my audience the best way possible. Okay. So yeah, feel free to reach out on my social media platforms. That is, just David Du on Instagram, or, my Facebook page is Keeping It Du, for this particular podcast. So you can be able to reach out, to me on there as well. I will be sampling whatever you guys say, in the show sometimes. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Still ironing out the details of this particular podcast. Okay. But once again, thank you. And I'll check you guys in the next one.